Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday. Having some fun, talking a lot of different things, including the Two-Tone Blue that head to Los Angeles to take on the San Diego Superchargers of Los Angeles. We say hello to forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who's on the line with us. Chris, what's up?
Man, I am doing pretty good. It's Friday. Got a game going on today. It's football weather. And I am not ready to go. I'm ready to go, man. So how y'all fellas doing?
We're ready to go, too. I like that.
Ready to go.
That's how we say it. That is for sure.
That's how we do it. Yes.
Will Levis was a full participant in practice yesterday. It does kind of appear he might get the go-ahead to return to the lineup on Sunday. If that is the case, Chris Sanders, what do you want to see from Will Levis?
I mean, I just want to see some consistency. I mean, you know, everybody at the beginning of the season talked about his strong arm and his physicality and the toughness that he had. All that is great. I want to see the intangibles. I want to see him go through his reprogression. I want to see him make the right plays. And I don't want to see him, and I say this respectfully, play hero ball. Just be consistent and just make right decisions. I mean, I know everybody's talking about, you know, they want to put somebody else in, like Rudolph and somebody else. But here's the situation what you can do now. Take these last games and start to evaluate him, see, okay, can this dude help us? Can we use him at quarterback next year? Because if you don't, then you're going to have to do it in a draft and find other ways. So I just let him play, see what he can do, and see if he can come back from his adversity.
In 1999, when you guys went on the run, there was a point in the season where Neil O'Donnell played, it was the starting quarterback. Steve had gotten hurt.
Yes.
Did you notice a difference with Steve when he came back, though, just his whole demeanor, maybe watching from the sidelines, seeing things from a different perspective? Because I feel like he did kind of go to another level.
He did. And let me tell you when that really, really changed. This is when his career really, really changed. It was, just like you said, when Neil O'Donnell was playing, and then all of a sudden we played the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Neil O'Donnell gets hit in the mouth. I mean, his mouth is bleeding, whatever. So Steve there sitting on the sidelines, and Steve there comes in. So now he comes in, and it's in a terrible situation where I think we're down by 2 or 3 points. So it's 3rd and 13. He throws me a pass. I catch it. And then on the next play, he throws a touchdown to Aaron Kinney. Watch his body language when he's running out of the stadium. When he did that, it clicked to say, you know what? I can play this game. I can play at a high level. And after that, ever since that situation happened, you just saw a difference in his play. You saw a different attitude. You saw him make a right decision. You saw him just having that attitude to lead your team. And it all stems back to what he did in that Pittsburgh game.
Nice. Talking to Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe.
What's up, big guy?
Oh, you know it, man. What are you doing?
I'm good, man. I mean, hey. Come on, man. You know it's Friday. You know how I love about Fridays, man. When it's Friday, I'm ready to go, man.
Who do you guys got tonight?
We got Briarcrest.
Okay, down in Memphis.
Memphis.
Are they coming up here? You going down there?
They're coming up here. We ain't got to go down there. They're coming here, so we got to play them. If we win, we play Ensworth, and if we beat Ensworth, then we go to Macaulay.
There you go. All right, well, then yeah, expect to win, baby. That's your mindset.
Come on, man.
I got a question for you, and I always like asking goofy questions. There was a time, a game I played in college where our punt returner got blasted, and he got up, and his face mask was full of grass and dirt, and we couldn't stop laughing. What's one play in your career that made you laugh, that you've been playing with the Oilers / Titans, that you think about today, maybe a guy caught the ball and got blasted and went to the wrong huddle? I don't know, something. I bet there was something that made you laugh as a player.
Oh, it happened to me. I mean,
of course it did.
We were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? And just like I told you, I'm a rookie, and I'm thinking I'm Mr. Tough Guy. And I run a shallow cross. And as I run a shallow cross, there's a guy, a Mike linebacker that was mean, and his face mask, he's a black belt in karate. His name was Greg Lloyd. So I'm running across the middle, and he blasts me. And I'm sitting there, my face mask turned to the side, my nose is bleeding, my shoulder pads are in the stands, and I put my hand up for him to help me, and he looks at me, and he rears back, and he slaps my hand, and he cusses me out. He talks about every cousin I didn't have. He talked about my mama. He talked about my uncle. And I'll never forget Hayward Jeffries. Like, man, let's just go to the sidelines. Let's just think about it. Let's see if you want to really play this game. And I went to the sidelines. I'm like, man, do I even want to do this? Because he hit me square in my mustache. That's a crazy moment that I'll never forget.
Well, you bring that up. So let me go a little bit further with this. Who on the Titans right now would you fear like a Greg Lloyd? Because I'm telling you, there's no one.
T-Rex? No, let me see.
There's not
maybe,
one.
Maybe Jeffrey Simmons.
Maybe.
I would say maybe Jeffrey Simmons. It is not what he did on the field. You know how he yelled at the reporter.
Yeah.
He might yell at me, but you know, if you look at the defense, let me think about it. That's a good question. I would probably say now if Ernest Jones was here, I maybe said Ernest Jones because Ernest Jones will run through your face. I would maybe say him, but right now I maybe would say Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay, but how do you that is a great answer, and here's why: because we're all saying maybe. How do you change that maybe to a hell yeah? I'm scared to death of that guy. Like, I'm serious. That's what he should be. He should be feared.
That's a great analysis. But let me break it down to you also is when the Los Angeles Rams played in the game, when a play needed to be made, who stepped up and made a play? Aaron Donald. And when you have, and if you do that with Jeffrey Simmons and he dominates it and he hits somebody in the mouth and whatever, and takes over a game, then now I can say, oh, my gosh, I do not want to see that guy. There was, I think it was maybe a year and a half ago, I think they were playing the Colts or somebody, and he went against Quentin Nelson, and he had Quentin Nelson from the Colts. He had him on skates like, whoa, this is a grown man, one of the best linemen of all time. So you had him on skates, but we don't see that consistently. And if he does that consistently, I probably would say, man, I'm scared of that dude. He's a big old dude, but I will be scared of him.
Well, not only that, but so you go into the game with like a Greg Lloyd, like, oh, God. Oh, I mean, it's in the back of your mind. I'm telling you, when the Titans take the field on Sunday versus the Chargers, there's not a player you're thinking, oh, man. There's not, and, you know, it's not just the Titans, Chris. It's the National Football League. There's not that headhunter guy that's going to tear you apart that's not out there anymore. But I think, like Chase is asking, how do you get to that next level? I don't know if you can anymore. I mean, so – but you knew Greg Lloyd was going to do that to you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But see, now you're in a league to where if you do that, if you see a vicious hit, you think it's targeting. And that's why a lot of guys are laying off the hits because they don't know what if I hit this guy hard or I can't hit this guy hard. There was a guy that I played against from the Denver Broncos, Steve Atwater. Ooh. I mean, he had the biggest shoulder pads ever. I mean, let me tell you, he tattooed Rodney Thomas so bad, I thought, you know, he lost his kneecaps. That's how hard he hit him. But you just can't do that today because the harder the hit, you think it's targeted. I mean, just like in a high school game, if you hit a kid hard or a guy gets hit viciously, they take it as target as a pin of vicious hit. So right. You really can't do that today.
Well, you know, last year,
guys mess up the hit. Yeah.
We watched the Hard Knocks of Miami and the Titans. Oh, and the whole week, Miami was like, Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Don't let him do this. And it gets to the point, like, you know that Derrick Henry's going to beat you if he can. Now with the Titans, I don't like who – there's nobody on the team that even slightly frightens me offensive-wise and defensive-wise, and that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. But the only thing that's been – a guy that's been consistent is Tony Pollard. I mean, last week he had 128 yards. He's just a guy that methodically does his job. He methodically says, okay, I'm going to get my yards. But he's still not a guy to be like, okay, oh, my gosh. It's like every time we watch Derrick Henry get the ball, you hold your breath. You know, him or like a Randy Moss or a Jerry Rice, every time he got the ball, you're like, oh, my gosh. But Tony Pollard is just a great, solid player that makes plays and, you know, gets the first down, runs through the A and B gap, runs inside zone and outside zone. He does all those things. But the difference between him and Derrick Henry is Derrick Henry will run through your face, he'll give you a stiff arm, and then run a 99-yard touchdown. That's what made him so scary.
We're talking to Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. So if I was Tyke Tolbert, the wide receivers coach for the Tennessee Titans, there's something I would do for Calvin Ridley. I would call Calvin into the meeting room. I'd say, Calvin, I want to show you something. And I would push play on the tape, and then I'd lock the door and make him watch DeAndre Hopkins on Monday Night Football on repeat. And then wait about an hour, and I'd walk in and just say, that can be you. And that's all I would say. Can he be motivated by that? Because that's what he needs to be. He needs to – there's no more excuses. There's no DeAndre Hopkins. He is the guy. What does he need to do to be the guy?
You know, but here's the thing, because I coach wide receivers at Montgomery Bell Academy.
Just say NBA. That's okay.
NBA, I know. That's kind of hard. I feel like I got, like, chewing gum in my mouth. But if I see a guy that's struggling, if I see a guy, you know, drop a pass, here's what I got to do, and I'm going to say this phrase and I'll get to my point. We say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt. So what I'm saying is what I would do, is I know that my receiver dropped the ball. So instead of me cussing him out, you sorry, you suck, it's going to destroy his confidence. So what I'll do, just like what you did, I'll turn on the film and say, look at this. This is you. I believe in you. I know you can be this player that you're capable of being. So now a kid goes from being not sure to being confident. Why? Because of the words that you said. So what I would do, just like you did, if I was Tober, hey, man, I know you caught 10 passes last week, but I need you to make these plays. So let me turn on this film and let me show you what you are. Let me show you your capability. Let me show you your potential. And if he starts believing that, ain't no stopping us now because he can be that type of player.
Oh, amen. Christopher, I'll let you go tonight. Sure. We, Chase and I talked about this last week. You know, for a lot of kids that their teams that make the playoffs, they put their helmet on for the last time. They won't play football ever again. And, you know, then you question, you reflect yourself, was it worth it? It's absolutely worth it. You have, unfortunately, if you don't win a state championship, you have to say goodbye to seniors and kids who have given you their heart over the last 3 to 4 years. How do you tell them thank you without just saying thank you?
You know, it's wild because sometimes we want to say something. Sometimes it's just sitting beside them in the locker room, right there crying and just sitting there, just knowing that your presence is there. And it's hard every year because you got kids that work hard and, you know, that do what they need to do to get to where they need to get. I remember 3 years ago, it was a kid named Sam Banks. And this warms my heart. We lost to go to the playoffs or to go to state. We lost, and he was crying. And this is a guy who ran track and was at Innsworth and got in trouble and he came to the NBA. And I said, man, we're going to do some great things. And he was crying after the game. He was crying. I said, man, what are you crying for? I said, you developed into a great receiver. He said, coach, I'm not crying because we lost. He says, I'm crying because you can't coach me anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why I love coaching. Is because of that reason right there. Yes, I want to win a championship, and doggone it, I'm going to win some. But when a kid says that to me, that I'm crying because I can't coach anymore, that's why I want to coach in the NFL right there.
What do you say to the kid who never played but went to every practice, listened to everything you said, did everything you said?
Yep.
What do you say to that kid?
Oh, I say the exact same thing. I tell them how proud of them because even though you might not have made a touchdown or caught any pass, you still trusted in the process and you still endured to the end. When a lot of people fell off and said, I'm not playing and tell their parents and their parents are fussing, and they're not playing, you stayed the course. So when you stay the course, that's just going to make you a better man. You're going to be a better father, a better husband. Why? Because when things get tough, when things get hard, when life kicks you in the face, when people turn their back on you, when people do this, you stay the course. And it all goes back to when you went to two-a-days and when you went to practice and you struggled, but you finished the race. So the reason why I love doing it is I tell them, guess what? You just finished the race.
Beautiful. Thank
Amen
you, brother.
To that. That's Thank why. That's why I love these conversations with you.
I love it,
on
man.
Friday.
I love y'all so much, man. You guys are awesome, man. For real, really are.
Good luck to the Big Red, and we'll be talking to you on Sunday with the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
You too, Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show as he does every Friday. And again, he will be a part of the pregame show, the award-winning pregame show with Jared Stillman and Derek Mason at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs this Sunday. Even though it is a afternoon game, the show will still be 9:30 to 11:30 as they break down the Titans' Week 10 matchup against the Chargers. They give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon.